British Sky Broadcasting presents Shrek the Third, a DreamWorks animation. Dark thunderous clouds hang menacingly over the sky, a single beam of sunlight cast down to the dense forest below. The clap of hooves is heard as a handsome blonde prince dressed in a blue tunic appears, sword in hand, riding a horse through the trees. Knight is riding a wooden hobby horse on a stage in a dingy theatre with stagehands creating sound of vision effects. Fairy tale creatures sit for dinner looking bored.
This is worse than love letters! I hate dinner theatre! Me too!
Pinocchio's nose quickly grows.
Whoa there, Chauncey!
Hark! The brave Prince Charming approacheth!
Fear not, fair maiden. I shall slay the monster that guards you and then take my place as rightful king.
What did she say?
A man dressed in a poorly made ogre costume lumbers on stage.
Shrek!
Shrek, yeah!
Prepare, foul beast, to enter into a world of pain with which you are not familiar.
Happy birthday to thee, happy birthday to thee.
Do you mind?
The assembled dinner crowd all laugh, mocking the prince's performance.
Prepare, foul beast!
The princess's cardboard tower falls onto the stage, narrowly missing the prince. He dusts himself off, grimacing at the crowd as they fall about laughing.
Someday, you'll be sorry.
We already are!
The prince throws down his misshapen sword and stomps off stage as the Shrek character growls unconvincingly. He bursts through a dressing room door into an outside alley at night and sits weeping at a small dressing table, his face in despair reflected in the cracked mirror. A picture of the fairy godmother is on the mirror signed, "Don't Stop Believing, Mummy's Little Angel."
You're right. I can't let this happen. I can't! I am the rightful king of far, far away. And I promise you this, Mother. I will restore dignity to my throne.
An old newspaper is blown into the prince's face. He pulls it away, noticing the headline.
And this time, no one will stand in my way.
It reads, King royally sick. Shrek and Fiona fill in for king. At dawn, giant letters reading far, far away sit aside a hill. Birds flutter by an open window into Shrek and Fiona's bedroom. Shrek stirs from his sleep, a large green arm stretching.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. Morning breath.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Good morning, good morning.
Hey,
the sun is shining through. Good morning to you.
And you,
and you.
Donkey and his half-dragon offspring burst into the room, followed by Puss in Boots.
They grow up so fast.
Not fast enough.
Shrek stubs out a blanket fire.
Okay, you have a very full day filling in for the king and queen. There are several functions that require your attendance, sir.
Great, let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving! You know, you really need to get yourself a pair of jammies!
Shrek and Fiona walk alongside Donkey through the palace hall, onlookers staring at their oversized green appearance. A young man kneels, waiting to be knighted, as Shrek holds aloft the sword. He turns for advice from Puss in Boots, who shows him the correct movement of the sword. The man looks worried.
I knight thee!
Shrek winces at the injury he's caused. Shrek and Fiona stand aside a huge ship ready for a naming ceremony. Leaning against the ship, Shrek's large frame pushes the boat out to sea. Panicking, Shrek throws the bottle of champagne after the ship. It smashes a hole in the hull, causing the ship to catch fire and sink.
Since you're filling in for one, you might as well look like a real king. Can somebody come in here and work on Shrek, please?
Shrek looks cynical as the barber clears his throat.
I will see what I can do.
The barber goes to work on Shrek and Fiona using heavy-duty machinery. Nails are clipped and nostril hairs plucked. Finally, Shrek and Fiona are stuffed into tight regal outfits, complete with ruffles and wigs, their arms outstretched by the tightness of the clothing. Puss in Boots and Donkey look on impressed.
really necessary?
Oh, quite necessary, Fiona.
I'm Shrek, you twit.
Whatever.
Okay, peoples, this isn't a rehearsal. Let's see some hustle.
Smiles, everyone, smiles.
I don't know how much longer I can keep this up, Fiona.
I'm sorry, Shrek, but can you please just try to grin and bear it? It's just until Dad gets better. Shrek?
Yeah?
You look handsome.
Ah, come here, you.
They awkwardly turn, their tight costumes restricting their movement. With pursed lips, they almost kiss as the ruffles on their neck ping them backwards.
Oh, my butt is itching up a storm and I can't reach it in this monkey suit.
Oh, hey, you! Come here! What's your name?
Fiddlesworth, sir.
Perfect.
Princess Fiona and Sir Shrek.
The curtain to the palace hall pulls back to reveal Shrek bent over with a servant scratching his behind with a stick. The crowd cover their eyes appalled.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Shrek.
Scratch that line. You got it. You love it. You're on
Shrek.
Shrek's belt breaks, pelting the buckle into Donkey, who grabs a female guest, pushing him into a knight whose helmet knocks a vase onto Fiona. Shrek's loose trousers trip him, throwing the servant upwards.
Fiona!
The servant falls onto a tray of flaming skewers.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The skewers shoot into a tapestry behind Donkey.
Shrek, my favorite!
The crowd flee the hall in terror as the fire takes hold. As the stage collapses, a food trolley launches towards Shrek.
That's it! We're leaving!
Please, calm down.
Calm down? Who do you think we're kidding? I am an ogre. I'm not cut out for this, Fiona, and I never will be.
I think that went pretty well.
Donkey!
Oh, come on now, Shrek!
Some people just don't understand boundaries.
Shrek chucks both Donkey and Puss out of their bedroom, the cat's wide-eyed look going unnoticed.
Just think. Couple more days, and we'll be back home in our vermin-filled shack strewn with fungus, filled with the rotting stench of mud and neglect.
Oh, you had me at vermin-filled.
And, maybe even the pitter-patter of little feet on the floor.
That's right, the swamp rats will be spawning.
No. You know, what I was thinking of is a little bit bigger than a swamp rat.
Donkey?
No, Shrek. What if, theoretically...
Yeah?
They were little ogre feet.
Oh!
Shrek falls off the bed in surprise.
Honey, let's try and be rational about this. Have you seen a baby lately? They just eat and poop and they cry and then they cry when they poop and they poop when they cry. Now, imagine an ogre baby. They extra cry and they extra poop.
Shrek, don't you ever think about having a family?
Right now, you're my family.
Well, somebody better be dying.
In the king's bedroom.
I'm dying.
Harold?
Don't forget to pay the gardener, Lillian.
Of course, darling.
Fiona.
Yes, Daddy?
I know I've made many mistakes with you.
It's okay.
But your love for Shrek has taught me so much. My dear boy, I am proud to call you my son.
And I'm proud to call you my frog king dad-in-law.
Now, there is a matter of business to attend to.
The frog king splutters and coughs before seemingly succumbing to his death.
The frog king.
The king draws in a huge breath, coughing.
Put your hat back on, fool.
Shrek, please come hither.
Yeah, Dad?
This kingdom needs a new king. You and Fiona are next in line for the throne.
Oh, next in line. Now, you see, Dan, that's why people love you. Even on your deathbed, you're still making jokes. Oh, come on, Dad. An ogre as king? I don't think that's such a good idea. I mean, there's got to be somebody else. Anybody.
Aside from you, there is only one remaining heir.
Really? Who is he, Dad?
His name is...
What's his name? What's his name?
Is...
Daddy!
Again, the king falls back apparently dead. A fly buzzes out of his mouth before being whipped back in by the king's outstretched tongue. Munching on the fly, the king continues.
His name is Arthur.
Arthur?
I know you'll do what's right.
Harold?
Dad?
Dad! Dad?
Do you think, man?
With the king finally gone, Puss in Boots doffs his hat as Fiona sobs in Shrek's arms. The Queen, Shrek, Fiona Donkey, and Puss sadly view the king's body in his bed. Nighttime in the kingdom of Far, Far Away. Shutters are closed, streets are empty as a cold grey sky echoes the kingdom's mourning for their lost ruler. In front of a statue overlooking a pond in the palace gardens, the funeral takes place. The Queen kneels and places the coffin made from a shoebox onto a lily pad and pushes it out onto the pond. A chorus of frogs sing in remembrance as the Queen and entourage sadly look on, rain bearing down on them all.
Live and let die.
As the mourners turn to leave, a distance away from the palace on a hill, a hooded figure looks on. Prince Charming pulls back his hood. He chuckles and rides away at some speed, disappearing into the dense forest. He slows to stop by an inn at a stone bridge. Music is heard from inside. A seedy ensemble of evil fairy tale folk and thugs are relaxing by playing pool or riding a rodeo. Others sit drinking and listening in disdain as a witch sings by a piano accompanied by Captain Hook. The prince enters, throwing his cloak on a tree creature he mistakes for a clothes stand. The inn patrons stare as he approaches the bar, laying a handkerchief down on the stool before sitting and addressing the barmaid, one of the ugly sisters.
What does a prince have to do to get a drink around here? Ah, Mabel. Why they call you an ugly stepsister, I'll never know. Where's Doris? Taking the night off?
She's not welcome here, and neither are you. What do you want, Charming?
No, not much. Just a chance at redemption. And a fuzzy navel.
And fuzzy navels for all my friends.
The patrons led by Hook turn menacingly towards the prince.
We're not your friends. You don't belong here.
You're right. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. But I mean, do any of us?
Do a number on his face.
No, wait. We are more alike than you think. Wicked Witch, the Seven Dwarfs. Saved Snow White, and then what happened?
Oh, what's it to you?
They left you the unfairest of them all. And now here you are, hustling pool to get your next meal. How does that feel?
Pretty unfair.
And you?
Your star puppet abandons the show to go and find his father.
I hate that little wooden puppet.
And Hook.
Need I say more?
And you, Frumpy Pigskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Where's that firstborn you were promised, eh? Mabel.
Remember how you couldn't get your little fat foot into that tiny glass slipper? Cinderella is in far, far away right now, eating bonbons, cavorting with every little last fairy tale creature that has ever done you wrong.
Once upon a time, someone decided that we were the losers. There are two sides to every story, and our side has not been told. So, who will join me? Who wants to come out on top for once? Who wants their happily ever after?
Yeah! A unified crowd's initial celebration gets rough and a full bar fight ensues. The prince looks on, sipping pensively on his cocktail. The next day, the three blind mice wander down stone steps.
This way, gents.
The stone steps lead down to a harbour where Donkey's partner, the female dragon, sits in front of a wooden sailing ship. Puss in Boots bids farewell to a collection of female cats.
It's out of my hands, señorita. The winds of fate have blown on my destiny, but I will never forget you. You are the love of my life. As are you. And you. And hi, I don't know you, but I like to. I gotta go.
I know, I don't want to leave you either, baby. But you know how Shrek is. The dude's lost without me. But don't worry, I'll send you airmail kisses every day. All right, be strong, babies. Be strong. Now, Coco, Peanut, you listen to your mama, all right? And Bananas, no more roasted marshmallows on your sister's head. Oh, that's my special boy. Oh, come over here. All of you, give your daddy a big hug.
Donkey is mobbed by his offspring. All little winged, fire-breathing donkeys. Fiona sighs.
Shrek, maybe you should just stay and be king.
Oh, come on. There's no way I could ever run a kingdom. That's why your cousin Arthur's a perfect choice.
It's not that. No. It's, see...
And if he gives me any trouble, I've always got persuasion and reason. Here's persuasion, and here's reason.
He displays his fists.
Fiona, soon it's just gonna be you, me, and our swamp.
It's not going to be just you and me.
All aboard!
It will be. I promise. I love you.
The sails are cast down as the ship prepares to leave. Donkey's children write, "We love you, Daddy," in the pale sky with their smoky breath.
That's lovely!
Bye-bye, babies!
Fiona waves half-heartedly, then runs towards the leaving ship.
Shrek!
Yeah?
Wait!
What is it?
I'm...
I love you too, honey.
No! No, I said I'm...
Shrek throws a sailor's horn overboard.
You're what?
I said I'm pregnant!
Yeah.
What was that?
You're going to be a father!
That's great!
Really? I'm glad you think so! I love you!
Yeah! Oh, me too! You!
I'm gonna be an uncle!
And you, my friend, are royally...
Continuing its journey, the ship travels by moonlight, an eerie dense fog surrounding the boat as it moves inland. Crickets call out to each other across the mangroves. By morning, the boat has reached its destination, finally running to ground at Shrek's swamp. Shrek opens a door in the bow to survey his old home.
Home.
Leaping out, Shrek flings his arms wide in joy, breathing in the festering smells of the swamp.
Shrek!
Oh! Fiona!
He rushes inside the hollowed-out tree stump.
Fiona?
The door slams shut, leaving the empty room in darkness. A pram pushes into view. Shrek turns, confused, and approaches the pram. Pulling the cover away, he discovers a little baby ogre staring back at him.
Huh? Oh, no. Better out than in, I always say.
The baby's belch turns into a torrid gush of vomit, engulfing Shrek and sending him backwards.
Oh! No, 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 no! No, no, no! No, no, it's okay. It's gonna be all right.
Huh? More ogre babies appear, each creating more confusion and mayhem.
Stop! Hey, hey, wait! Oh, hey, hey, no, no, no! No, 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 no! Oh, hey, hey!
Ah. Shrek rescues each baby from danger, gathering them in his arms.
Hey!
The bubble!
From outside, a swarm of babies fall through the window frame, filling the house with hundreds of little Shrek babies. Shrek runs towards a door, the sea of baby ogres threatening to envelop him. Slamming the door, he opens his eyes to find himself nude, except for a graduation mortar, in front of an assembly of ogre babies. As their laughter rings in his ears, Shrek seemingly wakes from his nightmare.
Ah! Oh! Donkey! Donkey! Wake up!
Da-da!
Shrek wakes to find himself still on the ship.
Shrek, you okay?
Oh, I can't believe I'm gonna be a father. How did this happen?
Allow me to explain. You see, when a man has a certain feelings for a woman, a powerful urge sweeps over him.
I know how it happened.
I just can't believe it.
How does it happen?
Shrek walks to the back of the ship. Sighing, he looks out to sea as Donkey and Puss join him.
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. Oh. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad.
Donkey! Can you just cut to the part where you're supposed to make me feel better?
You know I love Fiona, boss, right? What I'm talking about here is you, me, my cousin's boat, an ice-cold pitcher of mojitos, and 2 weeks of nothing but fishing.
Man, don't you listen to him.
Look, having a baby is not going to ruin your life.
It's not my life I'm worried about ruining. It's the kids. I mean, when have you ever heard the phrase, as sweet as an ogre, or as nurturing as an ogre, or how about, you're gonna love my dad. He's a real ogre.
Okay, okay, I get it. Look, nobody said it was gonna be easy. But at least you got us to help you out.
That's true. I'm doomed.
You'll be fine.
You're finished. With your journey.
The captain points inland to Worcestershire Castle. Standing on the drawbridge, the three companions look up at the castle name.
Worcestershire? Now that sounds fancy.
It's Worcestershire.
Like the sauce?
Mmm.
It's spicy!
The drawbridge lowers to welcome the companions.
Oh! They must be expecting us.
A yellow school coach hurtles by, entering the castle.
What in the Worcestershire kind of place is this?
Well, my stomach aches and my palms just got sweaty. Must be a high school.
High school?
Ready! Okay! We're on the headed to the top!
They wander into the courtyard full of medieval students, passing by cheerleaders, band members and students taking coach driving lessons. A girl screams and runs in terror.
Up on the reins.
Hello, bro. Don't burn all my frankincense and myrrh.
I'm already starting to feel nauseous from memories of wedgies and swirlies.
By how did you receive the wedgies when you are clearly not aware of the underpants?
Let's just say some things are better left unsaid and leave it at that.
So then I was all like, I'd rather get the Black Plague and lock myself in an Iron Maiden than go out with you. Totally.
Pardon me.
Ugh, totally Uis.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, I just altered my character level to +3 superability.
Hi, we're looking for someone named...
Gee, who rolled a +9 dork spell and summoned the beast in his quadrupeds.
I know you're busy not fitting in, but can either of you tell me where I can find Arthur?
He's over there.
The Nerdist student points towards another courtyard where jousting practice is taking place. A mighty horse rears up and gallops forward, controlled by a muscular student in armor. Facing him, a small boy on a wooden horse is hit by the jousting spear and thrown in the air to land at Shrek's feet.
There is no sweeter taste on thy tongue than victory.
Strong, handsome, face of a leader. Does Arthur look like a king or what? Oh, sorry.
He steps on the boy.
Did you just say you were looking for Arthur?
That information is on a need-to-know basis.
It's top secret. Hushity hush. Now, gentlemen, let's away. To the showers!
Greetings, Your Majesty. This is your lucky day.
So what for like are you supposed to be? Some kind of giant mutant leprechaun or something?
You made it funny.
Unhand me, monster.
Stop squirming, Arthur.
I'm not Arthur. I am Lancelot. That dork over there is Arthur.
Hey!
Shrek drops Lancelot. Ah!
This is, like, totally embarrassing, but my friend Tiffany thinkest thou vex her so soothly, and she thought perchance thou would want to ask her to the homecoming dance or something.
Excuse me?
It's like, whatever. She's just totally into college guys and mythical creatures and stuff.
Oh, Arthur! Come out, wherever you are!
Yeah, you better run, you little punk no-goodniks, because today's a little donkey dumpy draws are over!
Donkey has a note pinned onto his back by students. Shrek walks to the assembly hall.
Hold it.
We're here for the mascot contest.
We're here for the mascot contest, too.
This is a costume?
I
worked on it all night long!
Looks pretty real to me.
If you were real, could I do this?
Or this?
If it were real, that would have been agonizingly painful.
Now watch this.
That's quite enough, boys.
Thank you to Professor Primbottom and his invigorating lecture on how to just say nay. And now, without further ado, let's give a warm Worcestershire huzzah to the winner of our new mascot contest, the...
Poga?
That's right. I'm the new mascot, so let's really try and beat the other guys at whatever it is they're doing.
This is all indeed a bit unorthodox, then.
Now, where can I find Arthur Pendragon?
Hey, wait, look.
The audience laugh as Arthur is suspended midair from a basketball net.
Classic. You should be ashamed of yourself. I didn't do it. They did.
The nerds giggle from above. Shrek pulls Arthur down.
Please don't eat me.
Eat him! Eat him! Eat him! Eat him!
I'm not here to eat him! It's time to pack up your toothbrush and jammies. You're the new king of Far, Far Away.
What?
Already a king? More like the mayor of Loserville.
Is this for real?
Absolutely. Now clean out your locker, kid. You've got a kingdom to run.
So wait, I'm really the only heir?
The one and only.
Give me just a second. My good people, I think there's a lesson here for all of us. Maybe the next time you're about to dunk a kid's head in a chamber pot, you'll stop and think, hey, maybe this guy has feelings. Maybe I should cut him some slack. Because maybe, just maybe, this guy's going to turn out to be, I don't know, a king? And maybe his first royal decree will be to banish everyone who ever picked on him. That's right, I'm looking at you, jousting team. And Gwen... Oh, Gwen. I've always loved you.
Ew.
Well, good friends, it breaks my heart, but... Enjoy your stay here in prison while I rule the free world, baby!
All right, let's not overdo it.
I'm building my city, people! On rock and roll!
We just overdid it.
Shrek pulls Arthur away. At the palace, birds lightly drop a wreath of flowers onto Fiona's head.
Oh,
Sonny!
Look at you!
Wow!
You look darling.
Oh, just precious. Look at her.
So, have you had any cravings since you've been pregnant?
No, none at all. You smell ham.
Ooh, it's present time!
Oh, Fiona, won't you please open mine first? It's the one in front.
Congratulations on your new messmaker. Hopefully this helps. Love, Cinderella.
Oh!
Would you look at that?
What is it?
She holds a poop scoop.
It's for the poopies.
Ew! Wait, babies poop?
Everyone poops, beauty.
Fiona!
Fiona! We all chipped in for a little present, too.
Yeah!
Ta-da!
Oh.
You know the baby's gotta love it because I do.
Oh, you guys, that's so sweet. Thank you. Who's this one from?
I got you the biggest one because I love you the most.
Have one on me. Love, Snow White.
It's a dwarf.
What is it?
He's a live-in babysitter.
Where's the baby?
Oh, you're too kind, Snow, but I can't accept this.
Oh, think nothing of it. I've got six more at home.
What does he do?
The cleaning, the feeding.
The burping.
So what are Shrek and I supposed to do?
Well, now you'll have plenty of time to work on your marriage.
Gee, thanks, Rapunzel. And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on now, Fiona. You know what happens.
Huh? You're tired all the time. You'll start letting yourself go.
Stretch marks! Say goodbye to romance.
I'm sorry, but how many of you have kids?
She's right. A baby is only gonna strengthen the love that Shrek and Fiona have. How did Shrek react when you told him? Tell me!
Well, when he first found out, Shrek said...
The female dragon roars a warning as Prince Charming leads a fleet of witches and thugs on flying broomsticks towards the palace.
Onward, my new friends, to our happily ever afters!
Charming swallows a fly.
Now, bombs away!
The tree creatures jump down to the streets below, using their leaves to slow their descent. The witches dive towards the fleeing townsfolk. Captain Hook, on horseback, terrorizes an innocent mother and child.
Well, well, well. It isn't Peter Pan.
His name's not Peter!
Shut it, Wendy.
As mayhem ensues, evil dwarves chase shoppers out of a bootery, changing the sign to read Hooters. Windows are smashed and townsfolk run away in fear.
To the castle!
The invaders turn their attention to the castle. Fiona looks out on the carnage below. The female dragon snatches a witch from her broomstick and faces the army as an iron net is dropped, trapping her to the ground. Inside the castle, the three little pigs, the big bad wolf and Pinocchio help barricade the doors with furniture.
Oh, you gotta take care of the baby!
Everybody stay calm! We're all gonna die!
Fiona reveals a secret door.
We don't have time. Now go!
Quickly, ladies!
Oh, no. We'll hold them off as long as we can!
Fiona closes the door as the fairy folk try in vain to keep out the invading army. Charming and Hook stroll in and suspiciously eye the fairy folk, gathered round a table sipping afternoon tea.
Where are Shrek and Fiona?
Name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, no bell.
I suggest you freaks cooperate
with the new king of far, far away.
The only thing you're ever going to be king of is King of the Stupids.
Hook! Right! Avast ye cookie.
Oh.
Start talking.
The gingerbread man's life flashes before his eyes, from being baked, learning at school, young romance, marriage, imprisonment, injury by Lord Farquhar and his rehab, and finally leaping free and happy through a field of golden corn.
Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy shop.
You! You can't lie. So tell me, puppet, where is Shrek?
I don't know where he's not.
You're telling me you don't know where Shrek is?
It wouldn't be inaccurate to assume that I couldn't exactly not say that is or isn't almost partially incorrect.
So you do know where he is?
On the contrary, I'm possibly more or less not definitely rejecting the idea that in no way, with any amount of uncertainty, that I undeniably do or do not know where he shouldn't probably be. If that indeed wasn't where he isn't, even if he wasn't not where I knew he was, could mean that I wouldn't know where he was.
Enough! Shrek went off to bring back the next heir!
Oh! He's bringing back the next heir.
No!
Pinocchio's nose grows.
Hook, get rid of this new king.
Right!
But bring Shrek to me. I have something special in mind for him.
He'll never fall for your tricks!
His nose grows longer.
Oh, boy.
Shrek and Arthur stand on deck as the ship sails back towards home under a clear blue sky.
I can't believe it. Me a king? I mean, I knew I came from royalty and all, but I just figured everyone forgot about me.
Oh, no. In fact, the king asked for you personally.
Really? Wow. Look, I know it's not all going to be fun and games.
It really is all fun and games, actually. Sure, you have to knight a few heroes, launch a ship or two. By the way, make sure you hit the boat just right with the bottle.
Boat with a bottle? Any idiot can hit a boat with a bottle.
Well, I've heard it's harder than it looks.
Whoa, this is gonna be huge.
Parties, princesses, castles, princesses.
It's gonna be great, Artie. You'll be living in a lap of luxury. They got the finest chefs around waiting for you to place your order.
And fortunately, you'll have the royal food tasters.
Oh, yeah? What do they do?
They taste the food before the king eats to make sure it's not poisoned.
Poisoned?
Or too salty.
Don't worry about it. You'll be safe and sound with the help of your bodyguards.
Bodyguards?
All of them. Willing at a moment's notice to lay down their own lives out of devotion to you.
Really?
And the whole kingdom will look to you for wisdom and guidance.
Just make sure they don't die of famine.
Or plague.
Oh, plague is bad.
The coughing, the groaning, the festering sores.
Festering sores. Hey, you are one funny kitty cat.
What did I say?
We don't want Artie here getting the wrong idea. Artie?
The ship veers to the left as Arthur turns the wheel round.
Oh, there goes my hip!
Artie! What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Shrek and Arthur wrestle for control of the ship.
This really isn't up to you.
But I don't know anything about being king.
You'll learn on the job!
To disappoint you, but I'm going back!
Back to what? Being a loser!
As they struggle, the wheel breaks off in Shrek's hand.
Now look what you did!
Look what I did? I was holding the wheel, Chief!
Shrek!
The ship heads towards the rocky coastline. Shrek tries in vain to steer using the broken wheel. As they crash, timber flies through the air. The shipwrecked companions clamber ashore, Puss in Boots shivering in fear of the water on Shrek's head.
How humiliating.
Oh, nice going, Your Highness.
Oh, so now it's Your Highness? What happened to Loser, huh?
Hey, if you think this is getting you out of anything, well, it isn't. We're heading back to far, far away, one way or another. And you're gonna be a father.
What?
You just said father.
I said king. You're gonna be king.
You're gonna be king.
Yeah, right.
Where do you think you're going?
Far, far away. From you.
You get back here, young man, and I mean it.
Boss, I don't think he's coming back. Maybe it's for the best.
He's not exactly king material. When were you planning on telling him that you were really supposed to be king?
Oh, come on. Now, why would I do that? Besides, he'll be 10 times better at it than me.
Hey, whoa, Shrek. Then you're gonna have to change your tactics if you want to get anywhere with this kid.
You're right, donkey.
Shrek picks up a large log.
What about this?
Shrek? Oh, come on, it's just a joke. Still.
Arthur walks inland along a path towards a small hut as Shrek catches up alongside. Puss in Boots and Donkey follow on behind.
Listen, Artie, if you think this whole mad scene ain't dope, I feel you, dude. I mean, I'm not trying to get up in your grill or raise your roof or whatever, but what I am screaming is, yo, check out this kazing-thizing, bazaby. I mean, if it doesn't groove or what I'm saying ain't straight tripping, just say, oh, no, you didn't. You know, you're getting on my last nerve. And then I'll know it's... Then I'll know it's why. No!
Somebody help! I've been kidnapped by a monster trying to relate to me.
Artie, wait.
Come on. Help, hello.
Ow! Greetings, cosmic children of the universe. Welcome to my serenity circle. Please leave any bad vibes outside the healing vortex. And now, prepare.
The giant head shorts out as the hut door opens and a white-bearded wizard steps out.
Oh, I knew I should have got that warranty.
Mr. Merlin?
You know this guy?
Yeah. He was the school's magic teacher until he had his nervous breakdown.
Technically, I was merely a victim of a level 3 fatigue. And at the request of my therapist and the school authorities, I've retired to the tranquility of nature to discover my divine purpose. Now, can I interest anyone in a snack or beverage?
No.
Sure you don't want to try my famous Rocco Gratin? It's organic.
Oh, thanks. I just ate a boulder on the way in. What we need are directions back to far, far away.
What's with the we? Who said I was going with you?
Oh, I did. Because there's a lot of people counting on you, so don't try and weasel out of it.
If it's such a great job, why don't you do it?
Understand this, kid. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy from here on out.
Oh, so that was your Mr. Nice Guy.
I know. And I'm gonna miss him.
You know what? Why don't you go terrorize a village and leave me alone?
Oh, is that some kind of crack about ogres? You get your Royal Highness to far, far away before I kick it there. Now, which way am I kicking?
Oh, I could tell you. But since you're in the midst of a self-destructive rage spiral, it would be karmically irresponsible.
Self-destructive? Look, are you gonna help us or not?
Most definitely. But only after you take the journey to your soul.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Look, pal, it's either that or some primal scream therapy.
All right. Journey to the soul.
Now, all of you, look into the fire of truth and tell me what you see.
Merlin throws powder onto the fire.
Ooh, charades! Okay, I see a Dutch fudge tort with cinnamon swirls.
Okay, monster, go for it.
Shrek stares into the smoke as the shape of a pram appears. Panicked, he blows away the vision.
Huh? I see a rainbow pony.
Excellent work! Now the boy.
This is lame.
Ow! You're lame! Just go for it!
Okay. There's a baby bird and a father bird sitting in a nest.
Yes, stay with it!
Wait, the dad just flew away. Why did he leave the little bird all alone? It's trying to fly, but it doesn't know how to. It's gonna fall!
The others stare at Arthur, who looks confused.
Whew, proper head case you are, aren't you? Really messed up. Whoa!
Yeah, okay, I get it. The bird's me. My dad left. So what?
Donkey gestures for Shrek to talk to the gloomy boy. He sidles up cautiously to Artie.
Look, Artie,
A cheesy record plays as they turn to look at Merlin.
Just thought I might help set the mood, you know, for your big heart-to-heart chat.
Facing a row of annoyed stares, Merlin flicks off the record and leaves.
I know what it's like to not feel ready for something. Even ogres get scared. You know, once in a while.
I know you want me to be king, but I can't. I'm not cut out for it, and I never will be, all right? Even my own dad knew I wasn't worth the trouble. He dumped me at that school the first chance he got, and I never heard from him again.
My dad wasn't really the fatherly type either.
Well, I doubt he was worse than mine.
Oh, yeah? My father was an ogre. He tried to eat me. Now, I guess I should have seen it coming. He used to give me a bath in barbecue sauce and put me to bed with an apple in my mouth.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
You know, it may be hard to believe, what with my obvious charm and good looks, but people used to think I was a monster. And for a long time, I believed them. But after a while, you learn to ignore the names that people call you, and you just trust who you are.
You know, you're okay, Shrek. You just need to do a little less yelling and use a little more soap.
Thanks, Artie.
The soap's because you stink. Really bad.
Yeah, I got that.
Fiona leads the fairy tale princesses through the sewers under the palace.
Oh, this place is filthy. I feel like a hobo. I'm sorry, but this just isn't working for me.
Everything's always about you, isn't it? It's not like your attitude is helping Snow.
Well, maybe it just bothers you that I was voted fairest in the land.
Oh, you mean in that rigged election.
Oh, give me a break. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down thy golden extensions.
Ladies, let go of your petty complaints and let's work together.
Oh.
So, I guess the plan is we just wander aimlessly in this stinkhole until we rot.
No, we're gonna get inside and find out what Charming's up to.
I know he's a jerk and everything, but I gotta admit, that Charming makes me hotter than July.
Ew! Ooh.
That's it!
Fiona and the others run towards a crack of light up ahead. Climbing an iron ladder, Fiona opens the sewer grate and steps out into the morning sunlight. Peering round a palace wall, she spies on the construction of a huge outdoor stage, complete with towers and a wooden dragon. A guard walks past, and Fiona shrinks back to conceal herself from view.
Come on! This way! Rapunzel, wait!
Fiona and the others follow Rapunzel back into the palace, only to find themselves surrounded by guards. Prince Charming stands before them, holding Rapunzel tightly.
Charming, let go of her.
But why would I want to do that? Woof.
Rapunzel and Charming kiss.
What?
Say hello, ladies, to the new queen of far, far away.
Yay! Rapunzel, how could you?
Jealous much?
Soon, you'll be back where you started. Scrubbing floors or locked away in towers, that is, if I let you last the week.
But, Pookie, you promised you wouldn't hurt them.
Not here, Kitten Whiskers. Danny will discuss it later. Now, forgive us. We have a show to put on.
Shrek will be back soon, Charming. And you'll be sorry.
Sorry? Don't you realize, once Shrek sets foot in far, far away, he's doomed.
The guards lead Fiona and the princesses away to the cells. Shrek wakes with a start in the middle of a forest glade. He stands and yawns, the others still asleep around him. A bird lands on a tree branch. It's flicked off by the tree itself. Shrek turns, alerted by the noise. Suddenly, a horde of evil tree creatures close in on the party, waking them. As they scramble together, Captain Hook is wheeled in, accompanied by a piano.
Them all, except the fat one.
King Charming has something special in mind for you, Ogre.
King Charming?
Attack!
A mob of bloodthirsty pirates swing down from the trees. One pirate with a peg leg gets stuck in the soft ground.
Archie, duck!
Together, Artie and Shrek double-team the pirates one by one. Puss in Boots fences with a pirate as Hook and Merlin duet on the piano. Hook turns and shoves Merlin off the stool.
Ready to plank!
The pirates ensnare Puss in Boots, Donkey and Artie in a net, suspended by tree creatures. As Shrek is forced along a plank towards an empty treasure chest, the pirates light a cannon aimed directly at the net. Shrek throws off the pirates, the chest thumped to his bottom. Hearing Donkey's cry, Shrek grabs the chest and throws it on the plank, creating a seesaw and projecting him towards the cannon. He lands and with a grunt of strength, he turns it towards Hook. The cannon fires off, smashing Hook's piano into smithereens. He sits motionless as the tree creatures drop the net, turn tail and run into the forest.
Yeah, cowards!
What has Charming done with Fiona?
He's gonna get what's coming to her. Ah! And there ain't nothing you can do to stop him!
We've got to save her.
But she's so far, far away.
Get yourself back to Worcestershire, kid.
No, Shrek. Hold on a second. I've got an idea.
I'm a buzzing bee. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Mr. Merlin, they need a spell to get them... I mean us back to far, far away.
Forget it. I don't have that kind of magic in me anymore, kid. How about a hug instead? That's the best kind of magic.
Mr. Merlin, please... I know you can do it.
I said, forget it.
But...
As Merlin walks away, Artie pretends to break down, crying.
What's with you?
It's just so hard.
You know? They really need to get back, because their kingdom's in trouble. Because there's a really bad man. It is just so hard.
Come on, take it easy.
No, I don't think you understand. There's a mean person doing mean things to good people.
Oh, have a heart, old man.
And they really need your help to get them back. So why won't you help them?
Oh.
And that's what you don't think about it.
Okay, I'll go and get my things.
Piece of cake.
Well, well, well. You want some eggs with that ham?
Now, I am a little rusty, so there could be some side effects.
Side effects?
Don't worry. Whatever it is, no matter how excruciatingly painful it may be, it'll wear off eventually.
Cracking his hands, Merlin blows up a rock.
Oops.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Look, if Artie trusts him, that's good enough for me. Even if his robe doesn't quite cover him.
Alacritius! Expeditious and zoomy zoom zoom! Let's help our friends get back! Soon!
White energy pours from Merlin's hands, enveloping Shrek and his companions. They all shoot skywards, leaving Merlin alone.
Whoa! It worked!
Shrek and the others reappear elsewhere, falling through the sky, hitting tree branches towards the ground below. Puss in Boots sits up.
Oh, man, I haven't been on a trip like that since college!
Donkey?
What? Is there something in my teeth? What the? Oh, no! I've been abracadabbered into a fancy feasting second-rate sidekick!
Oh, at least you don't look like some kind of bloated roadside piñata. You really should think about going on a diet.
Yeah, you should think about getting yourself a pair of pants. I feel all exposed and nasty.
Oh, also, you two think this is funny.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Don't be. You got us back, kid.
Donkey and Puss have switched bodies. The group walk towards the kingdom.
How in the hands, Christian Anderson, am I supposed to parade around in these goofy boots?
Hey, be very careful with those. They were made in Madrid by the finest...
Oh, you'll learn to control that.
Seriously? Man, you need some comfort inserts of art supporter. Something.
They reach the broken city full of drunkards and pickpockets. Shrek sees Pinocchio trapped in a coin-operated puppet machine.
I'm walking here and I'm...
Pinocchio?
Shrek!
Pinocchio!
Help me!
What's happened?
Charming and the villains have taken over everything! They attacked us! But Fiona and the princess has got away! And now she's...
She's what? She's what?
Puss, loan me $5.
Come on, Puss, you heard the man. Help the brother out.
Do you see any pockets on me?
Hold on a second.
The boots reveal a bag of money.
I had no idea. Really, I swear.
Quick, Pinocchio, where is Fiona?
Charlie's got her locked away someplace secret. You gotta find him. He's probably getting ready for the show!
Wait, Pinocchio. What show?
A hand behind the curtain points left. Shrek turns and sees a poster on the wall for the show.
It's a happily ever after all.
Shrek's final performance?
Whoa, Shrek! You didn't tell us you were in a play.
Well, I guess I've been so busy I forgot to mention it.
It's the ogre. Get it!
Don't worry, Effie. I got this.
Puss, still in Donkey's body, approaches the guards to try his big doe-eyed routine. The guards look on appalled.
Kill it!
Look, don't you know who he thinks he is? How dare you?
Donkey, we're dealing with amateurs.
He's a star, people. Hello? I'm so sorry about this, Mr. Shrek.
I'm gonna lose it!
I assume you have everything ready for tonight? You did get the list for the dressing room.
Yeah.
The breakfast croissant stuffed with seared sashimi tuna. Oh, and please tell me you at least have the saffron corn with jalapeno honey butter. Because our client cannot get into his proper emotional state without his jalapeno honey butter!
I just lost it.
Oh,
Maybe they should talk to Nancy in Human Resources?
Oh, we'll have much to say to Nancy. I promise!
Charming rehearses.
With this sword, I do smote thee. Is that the right word, smote? Smooch. Maybe that's even a word, actually. Maybe I should just smite him. Let's try this again. Now, Shrek attacks me. I pretend to be afraid. Ooh. I say, finally the kingdom will get the happily ever after they deserve. Die. Ogre, blah, blah, blah.
Just doesn't feel real enough yet! Who told you to stop dancing?
Oh, wicked true.
What are you laying around for? Get up, honestly!
Having stabbed the Shrek doubles, Charming goes into his new, grander dressing room and sits in front of the mirror.
Our happily ever after is nearly complete, Mummy. I assure you, the people of this kingdom will pay dearly for every second we've had to wait.
Break a leg. Or on second thought, let me break it for you.
Thank goodness you're here. I was beginning to think you might not make it back in time.
Where's Fiona?
Don't worry. She and the others are safe. For now.
Guards burst in and surround Shrek's friends. With no choice, Shrek lowers Charming back down.
Let me guess. Arthur.
It's Artie, actually.
This boy is supposed to be the new king of far, far away. How pathetic. Now stand still so I won't make a mess.
Charming, stop! I'm here now. You got what you wanted. This isn't about him.
Well, then who's it about? I'm supposed to be king, right?
You weren't really next in line for the throne. Okay, I was.
But you said the king asked for me personally.
Not exactly.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I said whatever I had to say, all right? I wasn't right for the job. I just needed some fool to replace me. And you fit the bill. So just go.
You were playing me the whole time.
You catch on real fast, kid. Maybe you're not as big of a loser as I thought.
Donkey steps forward, but is stopped by Puss.
You know, for a minute there, I actually thought you...
What? That he cared about you?
He's an ogre.
What did you expect?
Angrily, Artie shakes the guards loose and bursts out of the dressing room. Shrek looks on, a flicker of remorse on his face.
You really do have a way with children, Shrek.
Shrek and the others are led away by the guards as Charming looks on in contempt for the ogre. Shrek has marched along the palace halls, his head bowed and his arms hanging. Artie walks away from the kingdom, pausing only to glance over his shoulder back at the palace. His face emotionless. The guards target Shrek with crossbows, whilst others fix shackles to his arms and legs. Looking defeated, he stares up at the high grate. It fades to become the window to the cell holding Fiona and the princesses. Fiona looks out at the palace with sad eyes. Her mother looks on in despair.
Like I suggested, we could be sipping tea out of little heart-shaped cups.
Yeah, heart-shaped cups.
And eating crumpets smothered with Logan berries.
Yeah, oh, Logan berries.
Shut up, Cindy.
Yeah, shut up.
No, you shut up.
Just stay out of this.
Who cares who's running the kingdom anyway?
I care. And you should all care, too.
Hey! Ow! Oh! Yeah, that's your badge, number 10, can.
Donkey?
Princess!
Puss?
Lo siento, princesa, but I am Puss. Stuck here inside this hideous body.
And I'm me!
But you're...
I know everything's a little fruity in the loops right now, but what happened is, we went to high school, and the boat crashed, and we got bippity-boppity-boop by the magic man.
Oh, you poor, sweet things.
I don't get it. The cat turned into a little horse that smells like feet. What's to get?
Huh? Who dat? Where's Shrek?
Charming's got him, princess. And he plans on killing Shrek tonight in front of the whole kingdom!
All right, everyone. We need to find a way out now.
You're right. Ladies, assume the position.
The princesses sit around the cell.
What are you doing?
Waiting to be rescued.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, what do you expect us to do? We're just three super hot princesses, two circus freaks, a pregnant ogre, and an old lady.
Excuse me, old lady coming through?
The queen pauses before headbutting the prison wall, which crumbles and breaks.
Whoa.
Mom?
Well, you didn't actually think you got your fighting skills from your father, did you?
Excuse me, I think there's still one more.
She headbutts the outer wall to the same effect.
Why don't you just lie down?
Okay, girls. From here on out, we're gonna take care of business ourselves.
The princesses prepare for battle. They adjust their dresses, sharpen their shoe heels, burn their bras, and add makeup to their cheeks. Hands are laid one on the other as a pact is made. Donkey and Puss add their hoof and paw to the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Far, Far Away Theater at the Charming Pavilion is proud to present It's a Happily Ever
After. Enjoy your evening of theatrical reveries, is it? Oi, no food or beverages in the theater, aye?
The guards force the audience to their seats as Hook conducts the orchestra, his hook replaced with a baton. The stage is ready for the performance. The stagehands pull on the trains holding Shrek.
Ow! Easy!
Sorry. Yeah, I guess I was just showing off for the little one.
Huh?
It's bring your kids to work day. Come here, beautiful.
Well, she's got your eye.
Who would have thought a monster like me deserves something as special as you?
Shrek turns away from the Cyclops holding his one-eyed daughter with a look of determination on his face. Outside, two tree creatures guard the palace gates. Fiona and the band of fighters approach and hide behind a low wall. Fiona signals to Snow White, who nods before leaping out from behind a tree and singing to distract the tree creatures.
Chirp in my ear, all because I sing.
All manner of woodland creatures, including birds, rabbits, and deer, appear around Snow White as the tree guards look on confused. Snow White's demeanor suddenly turns sour. With a battle scream from Snow White, the creatures rush forward to attack the two guards, biting and pecking ferociously. As Fiona and her team break in, elsewhere Donkey and Puss release all the donkey's children from their cell. As they run towards the palace, Fiona and her team tackle four guards, knocking two out with a shoe and tripping the remaining two over. Fiona leaps off the back of one of her friends onto a canvas roof, which bounces her to the top of a stone tower. The others follow her up. Puss and Donkey set to work rescuing their friend Pinocchio from his toy prison. The gingerbread man is released from a bakery window display. The princesses sprint into the castle grounds. Two guards block their path, but are distracted by a shapely leg belonging to one of the ugly sisters, Doris. A swift karate kick from Doris renders the guards unconscious. As Fiona's team continue on, Puss and Donkey round up the fairy tale creatures. They stop at the castle gates to form a plan.
All to the gate. The coast is clear. All right, people, let's do this thing. Go Team Dynamite!
Oh, I thought we agreed we'd go by the name of Team Super Cool.
As I recall, it was Team Awesome.
I voted for Team Alpha Wolf Squadron.
All right, all right, all right. From henceforth, we ought to be known as Team Alpha Super Awesome Cool Dynamite Wolf Squadron.
Octo Lima! There's some strange little girl over there staring at us.
The pig points at Artie.
Artie? Wait. Hey!
Where is the fire, senor?
Oh, please, don't act so innocent. You both knew what was going on the whole time, and you kept it to yourself.
Artie, it's not like it seems.
It's not? I think it seems pretty clear. He was using me. That's all there is to it.
Using you? Man, you really don't get it. Shrek only said those things to protect you. Charming was going to kill you, Artie. Shrek saved your life.
Artie pauses to think. White clouds that form the curtain for the outdoor stage move apart, revealing a tower by a lake surrounded by trees and high mountains.
Kill the spot.
A spotlight moves across the stage to rest on Rapunzel in the high tower.
I wait alone up here. I'm trapped another day. Locked up here, please set me free. My new life I almost see. A castle, you and me. Yes, a castle.
The crowd look on appalled, except for the barber who openly weeps.
Cherub!
The lake reveals a giant clam with Charming on horseback.
Tis I, upon my regal steed. Princess, my love, at last you shall be free. I'm strong and brave and dashing my way there. Speed, with might, with soft and bouncy air. Through the blistering desert. Across the stormier sea.
Where?
Facing creatures so vile.
Wow.
So you can gaze upon me. And from my plate of love you'd eat.
Fireworks and sound effects signal the arrival on stage of a chained Shrek emerging from his swamp home. Loyal fans of the ogre cheer him on before one is shot with an arrow. They sit down in silence.
Terribly ugly fiend who so rudely intervened!
Will Charming fight or will he flee?
Oh, please rescue me
from this monstrosity!
Fear thee not, honey lamb! I will slice this thing up like a ham!
Oh, boy.
You're about to enter a world of pain with which you are not familiar!
Well, it can't be any more painful than the lousy performance you're giving.
Prepare, foul beast.
Prepare, foul beast. Your time is done.
Ooh, if you don't mind, could you kill me and then sing?
Be quiet!
Oh, come on, I'm just having fun with you. That's actually a very nice leotard.
Oh, thank you.
Do they come in men's sizes?
Now, you'll finally know what it's like to have
everything you worked for, everything that's precious to you, taken away. Now, you'll know how I felt.
As Charming prepares to kill Shrek, a huge burst of fire reduces his sword to molten metal. The female dragon soars overhead. The three pigs roll on stage with Pinocchio and the big bad wolf, all assuming fighting stances. From the tower leaps the gingerbread man, who pulls on Rapunzel's hair. It falls, revealing her bald head. The dragon lands with Puss and Donkey on board.
Pray for mercy from Puss and Donkey!
Bursting through the scenery, the angry queen leads the princesses on stage. Fiona smashes a hole in the backdrop.
Hi, honey. Sorry we're late. You okay?
Much better now that you're here. So, Charming, you want to let me out of these so we can settle this ogre to man?
Ooh, that sounds fun. But I have a better idea.
With a clap of his hands, Charming's villainous cohorts scramble onto the stage. They surround Shrek and his friends, tying up Fiona and suppressing the others with the threat of their spears and crossbows.
Fiona!
No! Let go of me!
You'll not ruin things this time, ogre. Kill it!
The armed baddies advance on Shrek. Suddenly, a voice cries out.
Everybody stop!
Oh, what is it now?
Artie?
Artie leaps acrobatically from rope to rope before sliding down the scenery to land by Shrek. He steps forward to speak.
Who really thinks we need to settle things this way?
The villains raise their hands in unison.
You're telling me you just want to be villains your whole lives?
But we are villains. It's the only thing we know.
Didn't you ever wish you could be something else?
Well, it's easy for you to say. You're not some evil enchanted tree.
Oh, you morons! Don't listen to him! Attack them!
What Steve's trying to say here is it's hard to come by honest work when the whole world's against you.
Right. Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Fair enough. You're right. I'm not a talking tree. But, you know, a good friend of mine once told me that just because people treat you like a villain, or an ogre, or just some loser, it doesn't mean you are one.
Shrek looks on approvingly.
The thing that matters most is what you think of yourself. If there's something you really want or someone you really want to be, then the only person standing in your way is you.
Me? Get him, lads!
Yeah! No. What I mean is each of you is standing in your own way.
Oh. I've always wanted to play the flute.
I'd like to open up a spa in France.
I grow daffodils. And they're beautiful.
A repentant Hook drops his sword. In turn, each villain drops their weapons into a pile. The heroes are released and hug their former captors. The gingerbread man high-fives a guard. As all embrace around Shrek and Artie, the ugly sisters too are reunited, playfully socking each other. Unremorseful, Charming breaks through the crowd and launches at Artie with a sword. With a mighty effort, Shrek breaks his chains and swings them towards Charming, wrapping them around his sword. Entwined, Charming and Shrek swing each other around. Charming rushes forward and plunges the sword seemingly into Shrek's stomach, who falls to his knees.
A new era finally begins! Now, all of you, bow before your king!
As Charming gloats, Shrek smiles at Artie and stands unhurt behind the prince.
You need to work on your aim.
He lifts Charming aloft.
This was supposed to be my happily ever after!
Well, I guess you need to keep looking. Because I'm not giving up mine.
The prince lands by the tower as the dragon's tail whips out, toppling the building. With a plea of mummy, Charming disappears under the rubble. His crown rolls out to land at the feet of Arthur. He stoops to pick up the golden prize and eyes it cautiously.
It's yours if you want it, you know. But this time it's your choice.
Arthur steps forward, holding the crown towards the people of Far Far Away. They cheer and applaud, accepting him as their new king. Arthur places the crown on his head. Shrek joins Arthur, his face glowing with pride for the new boy king. The crowd get to their feet, increasing their applause as Arthur is carried around on his subject's shoulders. Puss in Boots and Donkey, still in each other's form, notice the wizard Merlin appearing and corner him.
Excuse me, that's my seat. Okay, Senor Hokusy-Pokusy, the time has come to rectify some wrongs.
Although I have been enjoying these cat baths.
Please say you didn't.
All right, all right. Look, you're going to feel a little pinch and possibly some lower intestinal discomfort, but this should do the trick.
Energy from Merlin's hands wash over the animals, restoring them.
Are you,
I'm me again!
And I am not you!
All right!
Oops.
They still have each other's tails.
Never mind.
The Queen welcomes Arthur as Shrek and Fiona look on.
What did I tell you? I think the kid's going to be a great king.
Well, for what it's worth, you would have too.
I have something much more important in mind.
Gently patting his unborn child, Shrek kisses his wife as the stage fades into Shrek's humble home in the swamp on a clear sunny day. Inside, Shrek makes a healthy drink as Fiona sits by the fire, happy and content. Shrek hands her the drink and kisses Fiona tenderly.
Finally.
Fiona places a teat on the drink and lifts her two ogre babies onto her lap. A third baby crawls onto his leg and is picked up by Shrek. Puss in Boots, Donkey, his partner the female dragon, and their children visit. Shrek changes a nappy, almost dropping the green child. Puss is grabbed by two of the ogre babies and stretched. At bath time, the babies break wind in the hot water. Using his ears, Donkey plays peekaboo. One baby pulls wax from Shrek's ear and proceeds to draw with it. At the front door, the babysitting dwarf is turned away. Outside, the babies enjoy a mudslide. Shrek joins in, only to coat his children with mud splashed from his large frame. Inside, Fiona and Shrek get caught up in their nappy changing, putting a new nappy on a clearly unimpressed puss by mistake. Feeding time and the new parents share the responsibility. As they burp two babies, one of Donkey's kids burps a flame, which is sent into the fireplace by the third baby breaking wind. Fast asleep in a cot, Shrek gently tucks in his children. He turns towards Fiona, both clearly enjoying the short moment of peace and quiet.
Well, what should we do now?
Exhausted, Shrek and Fiona lie together, fully clothed on their bed, softly snoring. In the night, as the baby wakes, a light turns on inside the family home.
I got it.
The end. Featuring the voices of Mike Myers as Shrek, Eddie Murphy as Donkey, Cameron Diaz as Fiona, Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots, Julie Andrews as the Queen, John Cleese as the Frog King, Rupert Everett as Prince Charming, Eric Idle as Merlin, and Justin Timberlake as Artie. Directed by Chris Miller. Produced by Aaron Warner. Executive producers Andrew Adamson and John H. Williams, and co-directed by Raman Hui. Audio described by Nathan Tanner.
Let me be myself.
Put the hood together. Put the hood together. Stop your boots, baby. Stop your boots, baby. Stop your boots, baby.
Those are the best days of my life. feel like a clown in a circus of my own. Oh, my cover's bloom. Feel like I got a heart made of tin. I thought of you this morning. Well, I sleep into a state as I awake. Well, I start to find that I can't get your smoke out of my eyes. I guess I lose, guess you win, yeah. I thought of you this morning. Well, I think about all the other ways I could have played, all the other simple moves I could have made, all the other calls that I could have dealt, all the books I didn't read upon myself, all the other ways I could have sung my songs. Realized that none of it went wrong, and it was all play. How could it be any other way? How could it be any other way? Now that the chains are off, I'm free to roam. Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm home. Nothing hides, everything is shown. Since I was with me, I'm never alone. Guess you lose, guess I win, yeah. I thought of you this morning. How could it be any other way, yeah?